You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, podcast listeners. This is Becca.
And this is Zoe.
And we host the Spokespeople Storytelling Events.
This is the podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling shows in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The story you're about to hear, told by Lynn Ruth Miller, comes from our December 2012 show, When It Rains, It Pours.
Enjoy!
Lynn Ruth Miller was dubbed the new Joan Rivers of fringe comedy. Now 79, she made it to Las Vegas in America's Got Talent in 2008. She won the People's Choice in 2009 Branson Comedy Festival, the finals in Bill Word's Funniest Female Contest 2009, and semifinals in the San Francisco International Comedy Competition, and the top 100 in Britain's Got Talent. Not to mention winning both nights for the Texas Burlesque Festival without taking off anything that matters. Please welcome Lynn Ruth Miller.
Can you hear me? I've got a voice that would shatter glass. Yeah. I took the phrase literally, when it rains, it pours. When one thing happens, a million things happen. So I'm going to take you back, believe it, to 1973. It's a long time ago. Anybody from, can you hear me now? Anybody from the Midwest? All right, then you know what winter is like in the Midwest. I'm from Toledo, Ohio, and in the early 70s, we were having these terrible snowstorms where helicopters were dropping food. I mean, we had one horrible one in 1973 on Christmas Eve, and it was just awful. And I woke, and the wind and the snow, and I was living in a mobile home at the time, and I woke up Christmas morning expecting Santa Claus to descend. And instead, I looked out, and my carport had disappeared. And so my mother called me, and she said, "So, what did Santa bring you?" And I said, "I don't know what he brought me, but I know what he took away, which was the carport." So I called the insurance company, and at that time, I think it's still the same, but I don't think they've changed. But at that time, insurance companies were noted for never, ever paying a claim. So I called the insurance company figuring, well, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do about the carport. And remember, the snows are like 10 feet deep. And the wind was like 75 miles an hour. And the temperature was 99 degrees below zero. It was really shitty outside. So, I called the insurance company. That afternoon, I look out the window and I see what looks like a bundle of winter clothing pulling up in a four-wheel drive and scampering up to my mobile home through these snow drifts. What he would do, he would take a step and he would disappear and then pop up again and disappear, and he knocked on the door. I opened the door and the wind was so strong it knocked over two lamps and three dogs and two cats. And they're all sitting there looking, and this guy holds out his hand and he says, "Hello," he says, "I'm your insurance adjuster. I'm Oscar Brown." I said, "How do you do?" He said, "I'm here to find out every single thing that dear Mother Nature did to hurt your mobile home." I said, "I bet you are." "Yeah. I know little jerks like you." He said, "Oh, yes." No, he said, "Oh," and I'm looking at him. You can barely see his face. He's got a scarf over here. You know, if you know what it's like to dress in the Midwest and the earmuffs, you could barely see him. I could just see his eyes. He said, "Oh, yes," he said, "I won the customer service award last year, and I mean to win it again." I said, "That's nice." He said, "Now, if you'll excuse me," he said, "we've been inundated with calls. I'll go out and inspect your mobile home." So I saw him, and he had a little notebook, and you could see he was singing to himself, and he was looking at a 60-foot mobile home. He was looking at the skirting, and he was looking, of course, at the carport, which was sitting on top of the roof, and he's looking all around, and he comes back, and he says, "Oh, my God," he said, "you really have a mess here." He said, "The skirting is off in the back." I said, "No, that came off last Easter." He said, "I didn't hear that." And he said, "Yeah, and the roof is caved in." He said, "And oh, that window in the back." I said, no, "I broke that window when I went the wrong way on my radial arm." So he said, and he wrote, and he said, "Well," he said, "I have really a lot of calls to make. Lovely to meet you." And he left. And the winter, I forgot about him because they never do the claims. Anyway, I totally forgot him. But the winter was real hell. It was just unbelievable. The next month, my furniture buckled. All the furniture buckled because of the range of temperature from cold to hot, and wet to dry. And I called an upholsterer to come and repair two of the chairs. I figured the rest, the dogs would just have to do without their chairs, and they would have to do that, but I would have to sit in chairs. So I called an upholsterer, and he said, well, we can repair the two chairs, he said, for $500. And I said, fine, take them. But I was living at that time, and this is true, on $325 a month, because I am a Stanford graduate, and that's what happens. But because I'm a Stanford graduate, I'm also very smart. So I said, fine, take the furniture. I'll figure out how to pay you later. So he took the furniture, and then about 2 weeks later, the washer and the dryer completely collapsed because of the pipes freezing and then defrosting and freezing and defrosting. So I went out to price a new washer and dryer, and that would cost me another $1,000. So I'm now up to $1,500, and I don't know where the hell I'm going to get it. In the meantime, I also had to pay for electricity and for heat and for water and for living. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm not going to be able to make all of this. And at that point, it's by this time, I found one of my, I was a professor at the time. So I found one of my students to put up a carport. You have to have a carport in that weather from Sears for $99. So now I had another $99 I owed. And at this point, by this time it's June and it's very hot. What happens in a mobile home is it's either very, very cold or you wake up and your nose has icicles hanging from it and no water runs, or else it's very, very hot and you just collapse on the floor. Well, this time is really hot and I stepped back and I stepped on my cat, Michael, and he bit me. So I had to go to the hospital because I had cat scratch fever. My neighbors, because I was living in an upscale mobile home, thought that I had rabies. They didn't know from cat scratch. They took up a collection and they got me an African violet and they gave me another $20, which paid for the two large flats of blueberries I had ordered the day before I went into the hospital, which were rotting when I came home. All right, so it is now the end of June. My creditors were calling me every moment. I unplugged the phone, and it is now July, and I took the dog, and I walked to the mailbox. And I looked in the mailbox, and I took out a bunch of bills that, you know, that for things I hadn't paid for, and I see an envelope from the insurance company. And I open it up, and there's a check for $5,000, $5,000 with a little note that said, Merry Christmas, and it was signed, Oscar Brown.
Thanks to Lynn Ruth for sharing that story and to Actual Cafe for providing the space.
Audio production for this podcast was by Ian Ratzer, with content management by Sarah Bars and photography by Chris Koster.
If you liked this story, and really who didn't, join us for our monthly live show in the San Francisco Bay Area. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
Or find us on the Twitbooks.
Thanks for listening.